spoke a little about the Chinuch approach last time, about that since the Torah writes it a number of times, but the Iker Isser is, is there a Chumash? You know, Chumash with Re'eh in it. So, the Torah says three times, Lo seva shogedi bechalev imo.
Mishpatim ki sisa and re'eh.
Right.
First question on Rapam smicha b'chinas. The very first one.
Yeah. Okay, so what's interesting is...
Where does it say Lo seva shogedi bechalev imo? Where does it say Lo seva shogedi bechalev imo? You have to know the Mekarvus.
Okay. So we saw the idea of Gedi is Lavdavka. Now, there's an interesting question about the Rashis. So, I'll take a look at Rashi. Do me a favor, you look up, you do the Re'eh. Okay. And the Shpatim, it also says it. The context in some cases is very important. Of course, if it's next to, the question is, how do you know there's an Isra Achila? How do you know there's an Isra Hanoah? Those are some of the questions that come up. We saw this very clear Chinuch, who felt that Be'ikr, the Isra is an Isra Bishul. And that's why the Torah says it, Be'loshen Bishul. I'm trying Mishpatim. So... You have it over there?
For medical, physical reason why we can't combine Basel and Chalav.
Okay, so there's a, yeah, there is a, and you have to work on this, but there is a Zohar that basically says you can't mix Basel and Chalav based on the fact that...
Lamed Dalet, Perek Lamed Dalet plus a Chavav.
Yeah, that I have.
Oh, okay.
You have Re'eh, I need you to do Re'eh for
me. Okay, I have Re'eh.
You have Re'eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on, it all
Re'eh is a...
Based on, the Zohar says that... Here, Lo Seva Shel, it based on the fact that Cholov is indicative of Midas HaRachamim, nurturing, etc., and Basar is indicative of Midas HaDin, and you can't mix the two. Okay, that's the marker from the Zohar. But I'm not sure if necessarily there's something metaphysical about. Now, for instance, I saw in Chatnez, why can't you mix the two? Very interesting, similar idea in Chatnez. You can't mix pishton and which is linen, and you can't mix wool. Interesting, the Medrashtan Chuma says, because wool was the korban, or symbolic of the korban that was brought by Hevel, and pishton, flax, is the korban that was brought by Kayin, and you're not, you know, forever it is, you have to figure out what that means, that you're not supposed to mix those two. But I think there are two questions. Question number one is, you know, there's an Isser of Taroivis. In general, the Chinuch tells us there's concept that taroivis is something that we have to be careful with, and there are certain mixtures, as we saw, that are just prohibited, and the ikarisir is the mixture itself of bishul itself, and based on that, that's how he learns the ikarisir is bishul, and we'll see that there could be some nafkiminas from that being the ikarisir bishul. I'll read a maharal in a minute, but what I'd like to do is the Gur Aryeh is bothered by, there are many different gemaras that are dairish. What's the reason for Bishul? That's what we discussed last time. What's the reason for Bishul? Why does it mention Gedi? Okay, the reason it mentions Gedi is not because it's Dafke Gedi. That's what the Chinuch brings down based on the Gemara, that Gedi Izim is mentioned in the Torah many times to tell you that's a specific young animal that's from Izim, that's particular to being an Az, a ram, to exclude, let us say, a cow. If it just says Gedi in general, it means some animal that's rach, some animal that is young or has a certain type of meat. Now, then the question is, why is it b'chalev imo? So they learn chalev imo. One drush is chalev imo to be yoytzei a behema mesa. If you're able to extract milk from a behema mesa, Shulchan Aruch and Peizayim brings down that milk is not also b'basar b'chalev. Because the idea it has to be an animal that's still alive that has the ability to create offspring. Well, the other possibility, b'chalev imo, is it's only with an animal that can produce milk. Lahaitzi ha'oifas that don't go ahead and produce milk. Okay, so there are a number of different drushes. What's interesting is, let's take a look at Rashi al Torah. Rashi al Torah, everyone can grab a chumash if they want. Rashi in Mishpatim says, and it's interesting to see the context of where it says, Lo sevashal gedi bechalevi. Mo? Lo, first in Mishpatim it says, Lo sizbach al chameitz do dam zivchi. Then there's a juxtaposition between Bikurim and Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalev Imo. Reishis Bukrei Admas Chatovi Beis Hashem Akecha Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalev Imo. Why is there that juxtaposition? That's interesting. Let's take a look at Rashi. There, Rashi Mishpatim says Lo Sevashel Gedi Af Egel Ve Keves Bechlal Gedi She'en Gedi El Loshen Vlad Rach. Imasha Atam might say, this is what we said, but Kami Makomos, but Torah, see, Shekosov Gidi, Vahutzrach Lafarish Achrav Izim, Kagon, like we said in the whole Mice of Yehudin Tomer, Anochi Asholach Gidi Izim, Es Gidi Hoizim, Shne Gidi Izim, Lamdech Shekomokum Shenema Gidi Stam, Af Egel Vekeves Bemashma. Ubishlosha Makomos Nichtov Batira Echodla Isra Hila Vechla Isra Nov Echodla Isra Bishop. That's Rashi number one. So Rashi number one is telling you there's a concept of Gedi, and the concept of Gedi is the Torah is talking Beloshan Hoivi. It doesn't actually say why it says Gedi. Why doesn't it say Lovs Vashel Shor? And we know that Shor in many cases Beloshan Hoive, right? Ki Yigach Shor is Yishrei, it doesn't have to mean Shor. I mean, any animal. Why here picks Gedi right now is unclear. Why it picks Bishul is also unclear. And at least we know that Gedi, however, is not just a specific ram. Now, goat. Now when we go to Shmos Lamadal Kisisa, the Pasuk there says, in Kisisa, interesting, in both cases, it has to do with Bikurim. In Parshas Mishpatim, it again mentions it in the context of the Sholosh Regalim. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Sholosh Regalim, as I mentioned, Lo Yalev Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. Then Reishis Bukurei Ad Moscha Tavi Besesh Bekech Lo Sorech Gimdim Chalev Imo. Here also it says in Kisisa, we also have the Inyanim of the Moados. It speaks about. Again, Shavuos, Lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi again. Vlo yolin laboker zevachag haposach. Reishis bikurei ad moscha tovi beis Hashem alkecha. Again with bikurim. Lo sevashel gedi bechalev imo. Let's look at Rashi here. Rashi lo sevashel gedi. Azhara lebasa bechalev. Vishalosha pa'amim kosav b'toira. Again, echad. La'achila ve'echad la'hano. Ve'echad le'isur bishul seems to be the same. Gedi is called Vlad Rach b'mashma v'af egel v'kevitz mashu hutzruch l'farsh b'kam makomus gedi. He seems to be the same, but here Rashi does add b'chalev imo prat la'of. Rashi adds here she'ain lo cholav aim she'ain isura min haTorah medivrei sof. Rashi adds something here. He says the same thing he said earlier, but he says it in a different order. And now he adds b'chalev imo, which he didn't mention before, which is prat la'of she'ein lo cholav eim. Okay. Avram, you have Ray over there to read that?
Yeah. Ray.
Okay, go ahead. Read what Rashi is there.
Okay. Here, Rashi doesn't. Los Vashi Gudi, Sholosh Pa'amim, Prat Lachayim, Vela Eifos, Vela Behemet Meir. Interesting.
Right. So here he says the reason it's written three times is not because Echad Yisra Achila, Esra Yisra Bishul, Esra Yisra, but actually one is Prat
Lachayim.
Right.
One Prat Lachayim, and the Behemet Meir.
Right.
How do you have three miyutim? You need one for the din itself.
Yeah. Okay, so it's interesting that Rashi brings the, all these different drushes. Which one of them are we darish? Now let me read. Rashi does not say like the other two Rashis, right? Echad la'isur achila.
No.
So Rashi changes. And we'll see. How do we know prat l'chaya? How do we know that a chay is not, we'll see, is the mitzvah?
Kedi is a behemah, I mean.
What?
Kedi is a behemah.
Right. Do you need a special prat? And he's, there's is ad echad prat la'oiv. Rashi tells us in Kisisa, what's the prat la'oiv? Chalev imo?
Right.
Something else, right? The chalev imo. Okay. So, let me read you, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to make a copy. I had left this in my car, I didn't know where it was, but the Gur Aryeh. Vim Tomer Velamalo Kosov Rachmana Hach Isra Achila Beloshen Achila Kamoshari Surim the Nichtavu Beloshen Achila. How he wants to know if there's an Isra Achila, why does the Torah write it Beloshen Bishul? It's an Isra Achila. Okay, Veteretz HaRambam the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says the Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is the Gur Aryeh and Kisisa. The Lekachlo Nichtav Beloshen Achila the Choli Surim Shenechtavu Beloshen Achila Eino Loika Ela Imke Nena Mimeno Ba'achilasa. La'afuke im sorof es goyren ba'achilosu potter. Aval boser b'chol av lakach lo kosov etzlo loshen achila lechayev oso afilo nenelek no ne ene klal ba'achilosu. Okay, the Rambam again seems to be the shitosa, because the Rambam that we learned brought down from Vayikra Rabba that the Iker Isser is Isser achila, and he says what is the right lo sev vashel? Not to tell you the Iker Isser is Bishul, but to knock off two birds with one stone, there's an Isser Bishul. And if I tell you there is a Bishul, you'll learn from a Kal V'Choymer, the Isser Achila. How much more so? And the Rambam, we saw in Hilchos Ma'achal Sur Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, says this is exactly like when the Torah says that you're not allowed to have relations with Bas Bitoi. What do you mean? I can't have relations with Bas Bitoi. Minah Anusa, by the way. Minah Anusa. Then we know, of course, if you can't have relations with Bas Bito Minanusa, you can't have relations with Bito Minanusa. So too the Torah writes the bigger Chiddush of Bishul, and you'll know for sure the simpler halacha of Achila. That's the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be consistent here. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says, why does it write El Balosh and Bishul? Not to emphasize anything about Bishul, so to speak. But there is an Isser Bishul, so write Isser Lo Savashul in one place, write Lo Sochol in the other place. So he says the reason it doesn't do that, it says Beloshen Bishul, is to teach you that the Isser Achila, which is derived through some type of Kal V'Chomer, the reason that it doesn't articulate it is to teach you a chinish about the nature of the Isser Achila, that the Torah doesn't want to use the word Oichel to emphasize classical Maisa Achila, but rather the teacher that Basar B'cholov is even Chayev Shalo Kiderech Achila. That's the Rambam.
Son of Gemara?
What?
Son of Gemara is Shalo Kiderech Achila. I thought Basar B'cholov and Klaya Kerem, the two cases Gemara says. Even Shalo Kiderech Achila, so you're Chayev. That's a Rambam.
Correct. No. Everyone agrees that that's the case. Right? That's the reason. Okay, the question is why. Right? Klaya Kerem, because it says Pentikla Shamalaya, etc. So that's the Rambam sheet. That's the Rambam. And it seems to be based on Gemaras. Gemara on, I think, Chavdal is based on Pesachim. You know, based on Gemaras, okay? But as you see, there are many Gemaras floating around. There's the Gemaras Echad Prat L'Chaya. There's Gemaras Echelef Ima Of. There's other Gemaras. There's so many Gemaras running around with Miutim. Do they hold like each other? They agree with each other. So this is the Rambam. That's the Rambam sheet, right? And you know what? Everyone agrees, Shai, that it's Shalom B'derech Achila. But, as you'll see the Maharal points out, I'll read you the Maharal and you'll see. The Maharal says like this, Gur Aryeh, says Aval Bosim Bchalav Ve'ein Zat Teretz Nochen Etzli Klal. Guraye takes on the Rambam. The Lama cause of Lo Sevashel. If you're telling me the Lashon Bishul is to teach you Shaloka Derech Achila, which it is. If that was the only reason to write Bishul, Harei Lemichtav Lo Sivlo Bosim Bchalav. The Lama Kasev Torah Loshen Lo Sevashel. The Ma Inin Lo Sevashel Lekan. He says, if you're going to interpret, it may very well be that one thing you learn out from the Isser Bishul is a derivative from the fact that, in other words, when the Torah says, when the Gemara says, it says Lo Sevashel Gedbi Chalevi Mo to teach you that I'm Chayiv Anachila Derech Hanah. Is that telling you that, again, the Iker Isser is Achila, but I want to go ahead and say Bishul with a Kavachomer Achila to tell you Shalom Kederech? He says no, the Mara. Because it could have said Lo Sivlo. Lo Sivlo could have taught you that. And you would have known the Iker Isser is Achila. And it's Achila not in the normal context or boundaries of classical of Lo Socha, Lo Sochelu, but rather it's teaching Lo Sivlo and you can write someplace else Bishul. V'yesh Meforshi, that's why he doesn't like the Rambam. V'yesh Meforshim, the kach kosev basor lo sevashel, the kevet the shnei yisur mehem v'basor ha-cholav. Ha-bishul v'achila. Ein la'asos mizeh shnei yisurim. Sh'atora omra ki yisur bishul basor v'cholav yesh bo o tosefes li'yisur oso be'achila. He says, it's not true. Don't tell me it writes Bishul to teach you that there were two Isurim. But again, he's emphasizing the Gur Aryeh that the Torah writes Bishul to tell you the Iker Isur is Bishul. Yesh bo o toisefes le Isur oso b'achila. V'lo kosov lo socho basur b'chala. Kevin sh'osu levashel oso. U'lefikach yoser nochon lichtov lo sevashel. Ki Isur basur b'chala yesh bo toisefes Isur. V'hayno achila. V'ilu kosov achila beferush. Hayamashmi de sasre adodi. The mashma achila hu de osur. V'im kein habishul mutter. Dim habishul osur lo yovel ide achila. V'shia krob bidieve. Ze ein loma. Lekach kosov sholosh pa'omim lo sevashel li'i osur b'achila v'anor ki ein lichtov isra achila kevan de habishul osur. Again, mamash like the chino, klar that the ikur iser is bishul. Seems the Rambam l'shitose is going that the ikur iser is achila, as we said, right? Based on the fact that he compares it to bito bas bito, and according he say, and he's bringing down the Rambam and say for our mitzvahs that lo sevashel is just to teach what's really be'etzim iser achila, but we don't want to say it in the form of the iser achila to teach you kelo kederech. And in the Maharal doesn't like that. B'li nira loyman. Listen to what he wants. He wants to say something else. Kevin sheyesh iser b'bishul, ein iser achila, shem bifnei atzmo. He wants to hold that the iser achila, it doesn't have its own shame iser. It's almost as if when you're over the iser achila, you what? You're over the iser bishul. It's a toisefes. Maybe it's a little different than the chinuch. It seems to say the Isra Achila is a geder of Bishul, but here it's almost a little different. That, what is an extent, the Isra is Bishul. Well, what's an extension of Bishul? Is cooking and eating. Eating is an extension of Bishul. Little different maybe than the chinuch, that Achila is a geder for Bishul. It's not a geder min haTorah.
The difference is that Maharal won't count it as two mitzvahs like the chinuch does.
Does the chinuch count it as two mitzvahs?
Yes.
The two minyan?
Maharal?
Yes. Listen to Maharal. The Maharal might say it's one mitzvah. Just like the Rambam does not include Hanah. It's an interesting concept. As a separate Isser from Achila. That's a Shittas HaRambam. Okay, we'll see an interesting Rambam in a minute. You'll learn it. Maybe Achila in a certain concept is an extension of Bishul. Most people cook to eat. The Isser is cooking. But if you eat it, it is an aggravated act of cooking. Not like the chinuch, like you're saying, it's a sayak, And therefore, that's a good vort. The chinuch might count it as two mitzvahs. The Gura, what?
He does.
Now the Rambam, Kufid Gimel. Now, let's see. V'li nira loymer, kevin sheish isra b'bishul, ein isra achila, shem bifnei atzma, raka kol isra b'shul nikra. Shatora osra dovizeshin isbasha obosra b'chov adsha osra le'echloso. V'kevin sheen gram isra achila rak bishul, bishvil ha-bishul b'vav. Hakol b'shem bishul nikra. Now listen to this. U'mesupak ani, listen to this. Im bishul obosra b'cholov. V'ochol b'osra b'cholov b'hasra achas. Im chayiv shtayim. A guy says, lo sevashel gidi b'chalev imo. He uses the term in the Torah. And the guy goes ahead and he does bishul. And he goes ahead and he eats it. Now, you can't say he says lo sevashel gidi b'chalev imo twice. Because Allah is if a nazir is eating a kezayis, and you give him hasra, then he eats the same because he drinks revias yayin. And you give him another hasra, he gets malchus. Now each hasra is mechayv sefer malchus, even though it's the same shem is. Here he wants to know is, you give a guy a hasra, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, and the fellow goes ahead and does, based on lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, let's say it's all b'tov chedei dibur, whatever it is, in order, it's one hasra on both the bishul and the achila. He wants to hold, perhaps you're only chayev malchus once, because it's the same shame iser. Zichri can't be a cook in a treif restaurant. Whoa, be careful with treif, because if it's basa tmeya, behema tmeya, you're okay. Behema tmeya, you're okay. Right, so if they're cooking, so what's the problem?
So you're cooking basar
b'chalal. How are you cooking basar b'chalal? I'm selling them the meat.
No, but you're cooking the train for us.
Says they might be kosher.
Oh, yeah.
In a halal restaurant, halal restaurant.
So the takeaway from today is don't be a cook in a halal restaurant. Okay, so listen to what he says. V'ani mesupuk. I have a suffix. Mesupuk ani. Im bishol basar b'cholov v'ochol basar b'chol basra achas. Im chayiv shtayim. Kevin sha'atara ha'itzi akol b'loshon lo sevashel. Im kin ein kan rak yisr bishol. V'achas hu chayiv. Kamo ilu ochol v'nene. The gam eino chayev rak achas. V'hochen nami bishu v'achilo eino chayev rak achas. Fascinating, right? Now look, he brings down Rabbi Hartman. By nazir the dinas hadin hu she nazir shayeshoy su yayin kol hayom v'asro achas eino chayev el achas. Af im hosru bo al kol shtia v'shtia chayev al kol achas v'achas v'chein adin b'chol yisur achilo. Lagurari Yesad Lomer, Lagabe Bishov Achila Basabakolov, Shinech Shavli Isr Echod, Ulakach Basra Alchas Yilke Rak Pam Achas, Kinech Shav Shaosa Oso Isur Pa'amayim, Ki Avshamatar Machlos Rishon Bisur Achila Vano, Im Nana Velo Achal Im Chayav Malchus. The major Machlos Rishon him, what happens if your Nana without Achila? But everyone will agree that I'm echel v'nana. It's somehow shem echel. I don't think there's anyone who says that. But he wants to say bishul and achila is like achila and hano. Now, the isra achila. How do you learn out isra achila? So if machlokas chiskin Rabbi Yavol b'chol haTorah kulo. Whenever it says the lashon achila, does it also mean in isra hano? So here he's saying an unbelievable thing that when it says lashon bishul. It's not like chad li isra achila, chad li isra hano, right? How would you learn chad li isra achila, chad li isra hano, chad li isra bishul? You'd learn that each one is like a separate lav, like the chinuch says. Much from the Guraye, that somehow it's one lav. Why does it write lo sevashel three times? Maybe l'chaya, or maybe it's coming to teach you that chiddush. The chiddush is that I'm going to say the same exact thing three times. to tell you they're all an extension of one love. The Raya Lazeb Perikol Abaser, Dikalecha Terutza, Kohechi Deloki Al Bishul, Kagon Hamavashel Chelev Becholov, Deloki Al Bishul. Now, when someone goes ahead and is and cooks Chelev Becholov, the loch is your loike. Now, what happens if you eat that? Are you loike on the achila for that?
No, once. Only mishum chelov.
Is it anus chalis or whatever?
Anus chalis.
So we'll see. Loki nami al achila. Now he says, however, loki nami al achila. Afal gav de medina lo loki. Daha achila kfar osur mishum chelov. The anus chalis. Came in the hotzi akos of achila beloshin bishul, va'bishul loki the leka haytaima. He's gonna say he's passing like that sheet in the Gemara. Gemara is a havamina that if you eat a mevashel chelev becholov, then I eat it. The Gur Arya is postulating I would get malchus because even though on the achila I shouldn't get malchus based on emes chal iser. It's an extension, the achila, of the original Isra Bishul. So mitam achila, as a shein Isra achila, I can't get it, because ain't Isra chalal Isra. But mitzad the Isra Bishul, I would get malchus, because the achila is the Isra Bishul being done again. Unbelievable. This is pretty stark stuff, right? Loki nami al achila. Afal gav de medina lo loki, correct? Afal gav the din is achila lo loki. The achila kfar osur mishum chelav. Bein yisachal yisur. Kevin the hoitzi akosav achila. Veloshin bishul vabishul loki. The leka time of loki nami al achila. The time of the milsa. The sphere lay that kolu toila bi isur bishul. Shushar shi isur. Lekar hoitzi kola isur veloshin bishul. Uteirutza kama da hosim da kamershom nami.
Now it's interesting, there's a machlokes there, a talk about chelev and cholov. There are like three possibilities. One possibility is that you are loika on both. Because if you're loika on bishul, you're loika on achila. The other possibility in the Gemara says, interesting, I'm not even loika on the bishul of chelev. Because kol she'ino loike al achila ino loike al bishul. Mashmah that the Gemara is making that chakir itself. Chelev and cholov. One man, the Omer says, you're going to get malchus on the bishul, right? And you won't get malchus, and you'll get malchus on the achila. The other man, the Omer says, if I'm not going to get malchus on the achila, then I won't get malchus on the bishul. Sounds like the machlokes is which is driving which. If the bishul is driving the achila, then the bishul is usur, because you're not going to say einis chal isur, because mevashel chelev is not an isur. Vashel basabur chelev is usur. Therefore, that will drive the achila. The one who holds, there's another
sheet. There's a third
sheet. There's a third sheet, the one mechalak. That's how we paskin. Mechalak. I'm chayv on the bishul, I'm not chayv on the achila. Sounds like those two tzadim in the Gemara argue on what drives what. Is the achila. There's three possibilities. Each of the bishul drives the achila. The achila totally drives the bishul. And all the Torah is telling you, his mom is two different Isurim in the Torah. That's probably right, two different Isurim in the Torah. He wants to learn the time of the Mils of the Sfila that Kolu Toila be Isur Bishul. Shushor she Isur, Laka Choitzi Kola Isurim, Beloshin Bishul. Ulu Teirutza Kama De Hosom. Deka Omer Sham Nami Kol Hechi De Lo Loki Achila. Lo Loki Nami Al Bishul. Afagav De Toli Bishul Ba Achila. Hainu Shesover Sham Ki Isur Achila Vi Isur Bishul. He wants to say like this, don't learn from that shita that says that if I'm not loika on the achila, I'm not loika on the bishul. Not because achila is driving bishul, but since bishul doesn't have the potential to be fully realized through achila, therefore it's a shita in the bishul. You hear that?
It sounds ultimately like the achila is driving the bishul. I mean, is that not another way of saying that?
Only because, well, there's two ways to learn it. Why is it achila driving the bishul? Because the iser achila is the prime iser, and bishul the Torah only tacked on like a siyag to the achila. Or is it because if I don't have the full potential for the achila, it's a chisaron in the maisa bishul. That's what he wants to say. He's saying bishul is it. Bishul is the issur. Now, bishul is the issur.
Why is there a problem with Enes Achala Lissur?
I don't hear those two stunning. Anyway. I think it boils down to it's the same thing.
It doesn't. I'll tell you what.
No pun intended.
Because he holds like this. He holds if I have a Hasra on Lo Siv Hashem. It's like Shai said. Shai was saying. According to the Gur Aryeh, Achila and Bishul is one mitzvah. This would be the nafkamina between the two ways I'm saying it, okay? If Achila is driving Bishul, correct? And the Torah says, I'm going to give you two Yisuri. The Iker problem is Achila, but I'm going to say Lo Sev Hashel, like the Rambam, to tell you that there's an Isra Bishul, to tell you that there's an Isra Achila Shelo Kederech. But as the Rambam seems to say, we said the Iker Isra Achila, the Iker is Isra Achila. If a person gets Hasra on Bishul, Lo Sev Hashel Gedib Bechalev Imo, and then he goes ahead and does Bishul, and then Achila, the Rambam would say he's Loike Shtayim. As opposed to the Gur Aryeh, he would say he's Loka Achas. Because the Isser Achila is an extension. It's an aggravated Bishul. Now, when the Gemara says, on Hamavashel Chelev Becholov, I should not get Malkus on the Bishul. Because it's not a Bishul Shemev Lidei Achilas Isser. Because Ein Isser Chala Isser. There are two ways to learn it. One way to learn it is that there are two Yisurim of Bishul and Achila, but when the Yisur Achila doesn't apply, then the Bishul is Tofel to it, and the Bishul is the Sayag does not apply, there's no potential for Achila. But that way of learning, I'd still learn it's two mitzvahs, and I'd still learn two malchus. The Maharal learns the Gemara a little differently. There's one Yisur, there's one malchus, there's one mitzvah. But it's a chisaron in the maisa bishul that if that maisa bishul cannot come to a state where you can have an aggravated bishul, then it's a chisaron in that isa bishul be'etzem, that one shemis. It's not the same.
It's a funny sheet, because I can understand that the mitzius, it's a bishul that can't bring me to achiva as a physical matter, it's a chisaron in a bishul. But the chasaron over here is Medina, from Medina Venus of Chalal Isser. That makes a chasaron in the bishul?
I hear.
Funny.
I hear. But he's got to come
it's
to that. He doesn't want to make, he wants to say, I've got a pshat that is so amitol shotayri, right?
But why is it Venus of Chalal Isser? Why isn't the achila of the bas b'chol of an Isser Mosef, the Shalal Kedera? You're Mosef, that it even Shalal Kedera.
Okay, we're going to read around Perish Mishnayis here. Pass it out. You're going to learn. Call someone called the Nakuda Nifla, guys. You're never going to forget this for the rest of your life. And they're going to wake you up and they're going to say Nakuda Nifla. And you're going to say, this is the Rambam, Nakuda Nifla. I'm going to finish reading the I'm sorry, I didn't make a copy. This is a Gevaldig Maharal.
It's not the whole page, is it?
No. Good Maharal, no? What? Good are you? Let me finish the Gur Aryeh. Beautiful. Uluterutza kama dohasum de karmashom nami. Kol hecha de lo loki a achila. Lo loki a bishu. Afagav the toli bishu achila. Hanesh sovisham ki isra achila de isra bishu nechshu ki isra echot. Vika kamrin and delide hecha de lo loki achila loki nam a bishu. Kevin the shnei isurim hem echot. Because of a Torah loshin bishu, shu isra rishon. Lekach kos of shosh from los of ashel, the los of los of chosh as haya mashma. Ki kol echad v'echad isra bifnei atzmo. Sof sof melamed l'chol she'ein roi lichtov isra achil bifnei atzmo v'isra bishu bifnei atzmo achisha kol isra echad v'dover ze nochel medaktek. So mamash, we have three possibilities. Kisisa. I asked Rabbi Hartman, I was talking, I saw him in, he was around. So I said, what's this idea, mitzad machshava, that you can't put the bas b'chalov together? So I figured he was going to tell me 52 maharals. Said he doesn't think it appears anywhere in the Maharal, it's a Zoyer, that the Basar is Midas Adin, and Cholov is Midas Harach. And I said, can you give me any more? Of course, no. But this is unbelievable Guraya and Basim Cholov. But he said, it's Pashas Re'ei. So I looked it up. It's not Pashas. He made a mistake. Pashas Kisisa. Okay? So he's the one who's responsible for this. Gevaldik.
Of course it's all.
What?
You can't.
I understand. Look,
you
work on the Zohar. That's your job. Okay, you can work on the Zohar. So yesterday, Rav Shurkin gave a shir, and he said, "You guys are Maharal guys, correct?"
That's what he said.
He says, "What a lamda shemaral! What a gavaldik lamda shemaral! No, unbelievable! Gavaldik, unbelievable lamda shemaral! The way he is lamdas." Mamish Lumps would have like a third. We gave two possibilities. In the Icarus or is what? But both possibilities we gave last time was there are two mitzvahs. One's Achila, one's Bishul. It's almost like a Siyah concept. Like for instance, Lo Sikr of Legalis Erva. Lo Bera Balira Bali Matze. It's not this shame Isser, Balira Bali Matze is Isser Achila. It's a separate shame Isser, and the Torah gave a reason Siyag. Achila, Bishul, Hano. Are they all the same shame Isser? Morale says yes. We saw, no, it's not the same shem Isser. Two separate mitzvahs, many are mitzvahs. The question is, which drives the other? Which is the Iker and which is the Tafel? But two shem Isserim, he wants to make it one shem Isser. Now let's take a look at the Rambam and the Kudah Niflo. Okay, it's one of these, it's in the last, column. You have the last column. Okay, this is one of these wonderful Mishnayos that you have to really hold cup, right? It's more than a brain teaser. It's Yesh Ochel Achila Achas B'Chayev Aleh. There's one Achila, and Yechayev many, many, many times. Yechayev and Yechayev many times. There's a Nevela, Chelef HaMuktoshim, etc., etc. The Gemara says that on the Chelef HaMuktoshim, I have the Isr, I have a Chatas and the Isr Chelev, but the Isr Chelev has no Isr Hano. However, when I go ahead and I eat Chelev HaMukdashim, since there's an Isr Me'ila on top of the Isr Achila, it's an Isr Maisif. The Isr Hano is an Isr Maisif on the Isr Chelev. And as a result of that, I am Chayev twice. Yesh Isr Chal Isr, Isr Maisif. Hano is an Isr Maisif, Isr Achila. The Rambam now wants to discuss how come they don't bring a case of...
Why is there no Hano on the Isra Chelev to begin with?
Isra Chelev is no Isra Hano.
Why? Every Isra Chelev has no Isra Chelev.
No. Machlokes Chizkin Rabbi Avo is whenever the Torah says an Isra Chelev, Isra Hano, then they bring every single case, the next brought for the next three dapim, of every Isra Chelev that has no Isra Hano. So he says, there's a special prot like that. All right, why by Nevela? By Nevela, special pasuk. La, 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 ger, titen, titnu, la, ger. Correct.
So there's a miyot for chelov?
What?
You're saying there's a miyot for chelov that has no Israel?
It depends according to who. Right? Yeah, according to one man, there was a miyot for chelov. According to the other man, the Amar, Rabbi, according to Chizkia, the only reason chometz is also b'hano on Pesach it's called lo ye achel. So the Gemara takes each iser, right? Chelev shor, chelev this, shor niskel, baba. Yeah, it's a miyot. I forget every miyot. It's like 10 cases, correct? Iser, Mr. Mira. Chelev is not the only iser achila that also bahano achomet, kila akerem, orla and basa b'cholav. That's it. So the question is why orla? According to one man d'amar, you need a ribui. Kilei Akerem, you need a ribui. According to other man d'amar, Isra Achila, etc. Okay. Orla, v'orla, orla, so. It's the Gemara. So the question is, v'yeshba, let's see if you can find this. It's the last column. V'yeshba, here, let's see where we should start from. Vamar Rav Meir Dugma Acheres Beisur Bas Achas, because you yotzi bepiv b'shas achilat so shechayv shtayim. You have that? Motzi mishus lo shus b'shavs V'chein ha b'yom ha-kipurim l'fis ishu Shabbos v'isir ha-makurim purim b'om ke'echot v'ein b'zeh cholek el sh'otso ein ha-achil k'mo sh'mon v'yesh b'ma sh'nasanu v'nasanu achshov. And within this whole discussion of Isser Maisif, I've come to something that he says is a Nekuda Nifla. Nekuda Nifla,
Rambam.
Is the Rambam right? Rambam Peresh Mishnayis. V'yesh b'ma sh'nasu v'natanu achshov Nekuda Nifla. Anu miyadim.
I'm so excited. It's a translation from Arabic. We don't know what the word of the floor is in Arabic.
It has to be that he said it's something in Arabic. What are you thinking? I know. You know, some of the words here, the way it's written, it's not. It was like reading more Nevuchim also from Arabic. It's very strange Hebrew. It's not like the Rambam's Hebrew in Mishneh Torah, that's for sure, right? Here also, it's like a strange Hebrew, like words that, you know, it's a little. It's Ibn Tibbon also. Okay, miyadim aleha. It's interesting lashon. Lefishi mafteach. Now that's good. Li'in yonim acherim. Umosaf almea sheyesh ba medakte ka'iyud. V'zeh shiaduahu shebaser b'cholof aser b'hano. He wants to know how come if I cook chelev with cholov, why don't I have an iser maisif of hana because of chelev, and therefore it should not just be by chelev that I have. Everyone seems to agree that if I have basar b'cholav, basar chelev b'cholav, there's no iser achila, the Gemara seems to say. It's a machlokas. Now what do I do? Do I say, you know, no malchus on one, both, blah, 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 no malchus, split it. But everyone seems to agree, chelev b'cholav, there's no iser achila. Which gives us an interesting case where there's no iser achila, but there is an iser bishul. Okay, the question is, well, how you learn that? Maharal, other ways. But he says, why not? He wants to know why not. He says, Mosef ha mashesh b'dakki inyin, ma shiyadua hu shebasar b'cholav asar b'ano. Basar b'cholav, once you add the milk to the meat, it's asar b'ano. V'hachelev derech bishul mutabano. Someone cooks chelev, that's mutabano. Leche sheyevushul hachelev im acholav. Lama einu chal. Iser baser b'cholav, iser baser b'cholav, iser chelev. V'hu ha-hekesh. Interesting word, hekesh. And this should be comparable b'nevela shuhu iser mosif k'moshe amarnu kan b'chelev ha-kodshim. If I have a nevelis kodshim, the iser to eat the nevela has two isurim. The nevela itself, if I have a nevela's kachim and I eat it, I bring two chatos. I'm loike twice, possibly. One, because the iser nevela, and because it's nevela hamugdashim, an iser hanah is considered to be an iser maisif. So if an iser hanah is an iser maisif, legabe hekdesh, chelev hekdesh twice, Iser Achilles Chelev, Iser Hanoa Hekdesh, Iser Nevela, Iser Mugdashim, then why isn't it also by Basar B'cholov? V'nischayev al Achiloso Me'ila. I'm Chayev Me'ila. L'fishin is Toysef Bo Iser Hanoa. Hatshuva al Zeh.
Why isn't there?
In other words, I see Hanoa. What?
He's asking why there's no Iser Hanoa on the Chelev part?
No. There is no Isser Hanah on the Chelev part. Okay. He wants to know the Isser. In other words, whenever I have an Isser Achila, okay, a person goes, hey, this is the classic case, Chelev HaMukdoshim. Person eats Chelev, there's only an Isser Achila. He's Chayev once. One Chatas. He eats Chelev HaMukdoshim. He brings two Chatos. One, because he was over the Isser Chilev Chelev. I ate Isser Me'ila Chalal Isser Chelev. He's being over the Isser in the same fashion by consumption. That Yechilas Kodshim now would be Mechayev a separate Chatas because there's an Isser Mosif in Mukdashim of Hanok. So too, by Basar B'cholov, when I cook a nevela, when I cook a chelev becholov, I now have an iser hana besides the iser achila. When I eat it now, I should get malchus for the iser achila of basar becholov and the iser hana of meila. Or bring two chatos. You don't bring a chatos on basar becholov. So let's put that aside. But you should be chayiv twice. You should get malchus twice. Nevela basar becholov, I should get malchus twice. Chelev basar becholov, I should get malchus twice. Because the iser basar becholov is an iser mosif. Just like I bring two chatos when I add an iser hanah b'mikdashim. When I add basar becholov after I'm a vashalit, I'm adding an iser hanah. That's an iser mosif. The iser basar becholov should be chal on nevela. The iser basar becholov should be chal on chelev, based on the fact that it's iser mosif. I'm moisef in iser hano, and my example is that there's iser chal iser by chelev hamukdashim. All he does is one ma'isa achila, and that with one that ma'isa achila, you say I have iser moisef. Now, the Gemara has many different cases of the iser koilos. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayev kama chatois. Why is it that by chelev basu b'chalav I'm not like it twice? Yisr chal yisr. This is his answer. Va'atshuva al zeh shebebasar b'cholav nasar behana b'pnei she'amru hakosav la'achila. The reason is because hana and basar b'cholav is not learned out from anything else except the isr achila. Learned out from the Isser Achila. Kamo Sheik Damnu, Shekol Isser Ha'achila Osir Bahano, Ad Sheyifro Lecho HaKosuf. Ve'en Sham Kosuf, Sheusir Achilaso, Ve'kosuf Isser Hanoso. Rak Shnei Ha'anyonim Yachad, Heim Isser Bosir Becholov. Ulefikach Kesha'anu Oimrim. Ein iser chal al iser, lo yochol iser basar becholov al iser nevela, veloya aser bahana, aval hu muter bahana, va'oichel mimenu loike mishum nevela, ve'ein sham iser basar becholov kol ikar, lefi shelo chal, velo tia hakusher bimkoima oimedes. Via kmo chelev kachim b'shove, el im amarnu alav shu aser b'hana kmo shanu oimrim b'kachim, va'ochel mimenu enu chayev mishum baser b'cholov, az hayaroy lahakshoyz, ve'en hadaver kain el anu oimrim shebaser ze b'cholov lo nesar b'hana, el atira hamishne amra b'ferish. Shebaser behemet meyam muter levashel becholov umuter bahana kfar nisbor zebim komu v'zoche inim ipnei shehu mata hakol v'etake shalav b'chol hadoim alo. Unbelievable. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying is just almost like a copy of the Gur Aryeh, but with two different variables. Gurai is saying, Lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, and as a result of that, there's one shame iser, and if I did bishul, and if I did achila, I would get malchus once. Rambam says, same thing, when it comes to hanoah and achila. He says, you should know that the iser achila and the iser hanoah are the mamish one shame iser, the one shame iser. It's one shame iser. That's it. It's one shame iser. And he even goes as far as to say, is that if I'm a vashel, chelev b'basar b'cholov, it won't even be aser b'hana. You hear that? Why? Because the iser achila and the iser hana, they're one. They are one Isser. It never says Beferish anywhere a separate Isser Hanah. And the Isser Achila itself is the primary Isser. Therefore, Mavasha Basar B'cholov, Chelev B'cholov, there is no Isser Basar B'cholov. The question is he saying there's no Isser Bishul? Is that what he's saying too? Now, there is one Monday Amr in the Gemara, Hamavashel Chelev B'cholov, that I'm not going to even have an Isser Bishul on it. There's one that splits it. But he's telling you, I cannot go ahead. And if there's no Isser Achila, he's saying that Hana is not an Isser Maisif. Hana is not an Isser Maisif. Why not? It sometimes is an Isser Maisif. The Isser Hana by Kachim is Be'etzim in Isser Hana. So therefore, the Achila is not a Maisa, not Osir Alts Maisa Achila. It's Alts just as a form of Hana. Therefore, the Isser is not Isser Achila Be'etzim, it's Isser Hana. So by Chelev HaMukdashim, the Vela Mukdashim, it is considered to be an Isser Maisif. But here, the Isser Hana is just an aggravated Achila, so to speak. It's another way of expressing Achila. If it's another way of expressing Achila, so then I would say that it's not considered to be. If there's an Isra Achila on Chelev, it's also Basar B'chol of the Hana is also an Isra Achila. And that Isra Achila is aggravated by the Isra Hana. This is the Rambam's Nekuda Niflo. Now they say this Rambam might be Tali on a Machloikes Toisfis in the Ran in Kosho. According to the Man D'Amar.
Right, so according to the Rambam Nachim, I mean Pashat Lalacha. I don't know if we pass one like this. You can buy. The big question is dog food. Dog food is basar b'chalav very, very often.
No, dog food is not a problem. Because everyone agrees.
Wait, hold on.
Everyone agrees behemoth meya.
No.
Everyone agrees behemoth meya. There's no isser basar b'chalav.
Dog food is not behemoth meya. It's basar nevela. It's not chazer. It's beef. It's beef. You know, kennel ration is it's fine beef with
right,
milk.
Right.
Well, very often it has.
A lot of times it's not milk. That sounds just.
You look at the greens. Very often it's basar b'chalav.
Let's say it's
kailul. It's not isser kailul.
Why not? Why is kailul
once you're eating it? No, that's isser maisif. Isser kailul is different.
What?
Isser kailul is different. This is isser maisif.
So you are isser maisif.
It's not isser maisif because he feels the hana is not considered to be isser maisif because just like chelev is asur ba'achila, basar b'chalav is asur ba'achila. Just as achila is a little extension, it's an achila plus. That hana is not a separate isser, but it's achila plus. As opposed to chelev hamukdashim, there is no isser achila. The whole isser is isser hana, and that's how we learned the shita of Chizkia, right? Always mixed them up. Echad Isra Achila Esa Isra Hanah B'mashma. Just let me mention before the dog food. There's a Taisus. Taisus says, I don't understand. If Kol Makom Shenema B'Tori Isra Achila V'Isra Hanah B'mashma, why isn't there Kares on Isra Hanah? You hear this? Why isn't Kikola Oichel, right? It says v'nichrusol. So if echad isra achila v'esa isra hanah b'mashma, Tosfos says I should also get kares on hanah. What's the answer? So Tosfos gives an answer. The only time I say isra achila isra hanah b'mashma is when it says lo socha lo socha. When it says ki kol ochel. The Torah does not mean to include Hana with Achila. Well, shady or not? Do you like that answer? It's not what you call your sadistic answer, right? Now, it's Eino Chinami. The Ron says, no, what are you talking about? The Ron says it doesn't mean. The Ron says, whenever the Torah says Achila, it's alluding to Hana. Meaning, it's a shorthand. So, there's a machlokes in how to learn this concept. Is it that Hanoah is Achila? That's Tosfos. Hanoi is achila. Hanoi is achila. If the Torah says achila, it is achila. So he has to have this separate thing. And when it says kolo oichel, it's like, it's a meal. What do you think about the Ran? The Ran says, I don't have this question. Because whenever the Torah tells you oichel, it's a shorthand way of saying hano.
So I want to get Torahs. Well, what's the answer?
The answer is because when it says oichel, it never means hano. Oichel never means hano. It means that when something's asur ba'achila, it's asur ba'hano. The words oichel don't mean hano. Oh, right, it's telling you isurim. When the Torah wants to tell you there's an isur achila, it's also telling you there's an isur hano. It's not that achila, that hano is an extension of achila. That's what the Ran says. Do you want to say when it says kol oichel, it also means the Torah is also alluding to it? It says no. That's not what the Torah means. What the Torah means is when it says, I'll give you an afkamina. The Rebbe Kiva Eger in his Tshuvas wants to know, what's the shir for isur hano? Is the shir for isur hano a kezayis or a pruta? What would you say according to the Rambam? Right. Exactly. But if it's like the Ran, it's not one's not an extension of the other, right? One's not an extension of the other. It's just the Torah is like, it's a remez. It's something, it's a la halacha motion. You see, now they're telling you, whenever it says in Isra Achila, there's also, the Torah is also telling you, these things. The Torah doesn't want you to get involved with these things. The Torah doesn't want you to get involved in these things. So the Torah is telling you, don't get involved in these things, like kol shati afti lecha. When it's saying Isra Achila, the Torah doesn't bother to write hano. I would say, then be'etzim it's Isra hano, correct? And there are two things in the Torah. There's Isra Achila, Isra hano. And there are certain Isurim that be'etzim, the Isra is to be nana, like Hektish, like Me'ila. The Isra be'etzim is to be nana. Those are B'shava Pruta. So the Ran would say that if it's not that, hano is an extension of aggravated Achila, whatever it is, that it's part of one Isra, like the Rambam says. But if it's like the Ran, that the Torah is like giving you a shorthand. The shorthand is that, by the way, you have the same thing, lo saseh kol malacha. There's a whole discussion. What is lo saseh kol malacha? Is it just a shorthand for the Torah telling you, okay, I don't want to write Harisha and Zri and Tzira. Say lo saseh kol malacha. So it's a shorthand. If that's the case, they say, then everyone is a different shem isur. That's the machloikis between Tzirid and Tzis. Do I need a separate hasra for each malacha? Can I say lo saseh kol malacha? Or do I need a separate hasra? The other way of learning lo saseh kol malacha is it's all one shem isur. And when I do zoreh, and when I do zoreya, and when I do boireh, it's all the same creative act in a different form. That's the shita's tosis, not the tosis rid, that I can get away with just saying one hasra of lo saseh kol malacha. Sometimes the Torah uses shorthand. Sometimes the Torah says, that's the Ran is saying it's shorthand. And therefore, when it says, you know, by Isra Achila, the Torah tells us shorthand. But when it comes to the Einesh, the Torah didn't tell us that shorthand by Einesh. It means Oichel's Oichel. Oichel's not Hano. Oichel's not Hano. The Rambam is saying Oichel and Hano are Haino Hach. The one Shem Isra. That might be the question, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right? What is Hano? Is it like shorthand when
the Torah? This is really hard to fight. The Torah wrote 39 times Asas Malacha, right?
No. First of all, the Torah never wrote 39 times Asas Malacha.
It's like each one's a separate.
Correct. The Tosfos Rid says it's a shorthand for Lo Saseh Malacha is a shorthand. I didn't want to say Lo Sachrosh.
So why B'Shogeg B'Hel Malachas you do different malachas? Everyone agrees you only get one Tosfos. When the Tosfos Rid, you should get many tatos.
The Muslim kolam hel machas chayav kol achas rachas. Every single av malacha you chayav
kolam. That's his raya. His raya is I'll bring a raya from chiluk malacha. That's how I understand chiluk malacha. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Here. Yeah. That's good. Question. Right. Good question. Got to work on it. Okay. So this is interesting. This Rambam. So now you have the possibilities that achila and hano are part of bishul. The Rambam we said bishul separate, but he wants to learn. And no, hano is a chelak.
Even according to the Rambam.
By the way, according to the Rambam, what do you do with? According to the Ran, I understand. Lo seva shel gidi b'chalevimo echad isra bishul echad isra achila echad isra hano. According to Rambam, why do I need three? Why do I need one for Achila and Hanok? According to
the... learned the other drushes. We don't know what the Rishon, you know, it's all Bavucha, which right. drushes they learn.
Right.
It could be Behemothiah.
Now, this is a nafkamina, you know. This is a gewaltige nafkamina between the Ran and Tosfos. According to the Ran...
The Ram, remember, the Ram said those words on those not in the Torah. I don't think he learns the other Ram.
Okay. We'll have to, okay.
Hanoah's not in the Torah. According to that, you know, Echad Hanoah, Echad Yu, Echad Bishu, I can say Hanoah doesn't say the Torah.
By the way, it's gewaltige. According to the Ran, even though the Ran, Rabbi Yavoah says, Kol makom shi omer lecha isra achila isra no b'mashma. I don't understand. Why do I need losa v'shigat b'chilei v'imo three times? So Ran, I'll tell you why, the Ran says. Because the Ran says there's a trick in the Torah. Moshe, halacha Moshe Sinai is, whenever there's an isra achila, it says lo sochlu, lo sochal, the Torah is telling you what? Not that whenever there's achila hanah is with it, but the Torah is giving a shorthand. Torah says, when it says achila, it means also, this is an object that is important to us, hanah. But if the Torah doesn't write achila according to the Ran, even though there is an isra achila according to the Ran, you don't have that shorthand for hanah. I don't know the nature of the isra. Therefore, according to the Ran, I do have to write. Right? Lo siva shel gedibu echad li isra bisho. Echad isra achila isra hanah. Right? He's not as dogmatic as the Rambam. Echad isra achila isra hanah b'mashma. They are one. They're not one. Just that there's a klal in the Torah. It's like almost like this is the way the Torah was given down. Like a drush halacha mishmi sinai. When it says achila, you should know that it's as if the Torah did, you know, left out the words hanah. It also means hanah. That's why he's not bothered by v'nichrasa. That's why, interestingly enough, that's a very interesting difference. So you see here, according to the right, the Rambam, the way the Gurari is learning bishul to achila hanah. That's the way the Rambam learning achila to hanah.
Even according to the Rambam. Why isn't when you do basar recholov and chaylov, why isn't it an iser mosif? Because you're also chayav shulokaderech achilasan, shulokaderech hanasan. That is mosif. It's adding something on.
No, he's saying you would not be chayav derech hanasan.
You would not be chayav shulokaderech hanasan.
You're saying because basar recholov, why isn't that an iser? You want it. You're an interesting question. You're saying why is that not an iser mosif? Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. It's the Rambam's answer. Think about it. If Hanah, which is an extended form of Achila, is not considered to be a Mosif, an extended definition of Achila would be a Mosif?
Yeah. If I have two Yisurim and they're both.
But do you hear what I said? According to the Rambam, Hanah is an extension of Achila. So think about this. If that's not an Isser Mosif, and a lesser form of Achila.
Let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say you have two Isuri Achila. And Min HaTorah, one is only Osir Bashir Bekazayas, but Min HaTorah, one is also Chatashir also. That's not an Isser Mosif? Even though they're both Isuri Achila? And I. It adds on a new aspect of
that. Bring me a raya, correct?
I don't know. But if I'm correct, then this should be two. This is a bring me a raya.
Come on, you must have learned okay. Yuma, Daf Ayin Dalet for 100 times. Chatzishir, no?
Yeah, so what's the...
So there, before, I'm not even asking from Shmuel, I'm asking from Yuma. The Gemara says, "Hanishba lo'eichel nevelus utreifus." Right? I don't think this is a right for you, actually. "Hanishba lo'eichel nevelus utreifus." It's chayv a korban shvua. The Gemara says, "I mushma v'omim b'har Sinai." The Gemara says, "It's where he's nishba reish lakish amar. He's nishba to be ochel a chatzis shir." So. What is that? So they say that since you're not mushba va'omid mihar Sinai on Chatzishir, here you're...
First Lakish is Lishi Dasa, right?
Lav Dafka. Taisus says even Rabbi Yochanan would agree with this. Because even though the Rabbi Yochanan holds the Chatzashir is also min HaTayra, it still would not be under the category of Mush B'longer Har Sinai, because it's not Beferish B'Tayra. That's 2 days in Tarsus versus a Rosh B'etc. But anyway, the Kitzer, do you think that that's applicable to this, that the Shvu is considered to be an Isser Moiser because you're adding on the Isser Chatzashir?
The Gedra of Mush B'longer Har Sinai is fuzzy, but I think even though the same Shame Isser Achila, your merciful new aspect to it, that's
even though we hold Hada, it's clearly not a Hosof. You're not adding another Isser. You're not, by the way.
This was only Isser.
No, Shai.
Now the Achila is Isser in another way too.
Oh. Let's think about it this way. Okay? Ha'oichel nevela beyom ha'kipurim. Correct? The question is,
that's an Isser Kol.
Oh, Isser Kol. Why don't you learn it? It's an Isser Maisif. Because the shear on your, it wouldn't be an Isser Maisif, it would be Mekah. Kosevis is Mekah.
That's an Isser Kol. That's a classic Isser Kol.
Right.
Isser Moshev is a whole mobile plan, it's all right. Okay. Believe it. Think
it's an interesting point. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. We'll do dog food, and then we'll next time we'll get to the Minchas Chinuch. We didn't even get to Minchas. We'll get to Minchas Chinuch.
According to Rambam, dog food would be mutter. It would be mutter. Mutter to use it because there's no Isser, it's not chal.
Yep.
Since there's no Isser Achila, there's no Isser Anoah.
Yep.
Because there's no Isser Achila, because there's no Isser Achila, because it's Basar Nevela, it's Basar Mesa.
Right.
So therefore there's no Isser Anoah. So you could, according to Rambam, you could buy dog food and feed it to your dog. There's no Isser, no problem with Isser Anoah.
Again, why? Because there's no Isser to eat?
Because there's no Isser Achila mitam Basar B'chalav. Because the Isser Basar B'chalav is not Chalav Nish Nevela. But it's not, it's Nevela. It's Basar Mesa, right? It's Basar Nevela.
No. There is an Isser Bishul.
There's an Isser Bishul, but there's no Isser Achila.
He's saying he's saying that no Isser Achila, no Isser Anoah.
The
Rambam Shita. Right?
So you can eat tofu.
What?
I know there's no Isser Achila, no Isser Anoah. Who says there's no Isser Achila? Basar Nevela and Cholov. Is there an Isser Achila of it, of Basar Cholov?
No.
We just did that.
That's what they're saying.
That's
the Rambam.
Because ain't Isser Chal Isser. There's no Isser Maisir. That's the whole Rambam.
Why is there no Isser Maisir Bishem Anoah? So he's saying it's derivative to Achila. And if there's no Achila, there's no Hanah. The Nakuda Nifla. Famous Nakuda Nifla.
Was this the second shear? Was this the second shear by Rafam or no?
It may have been the second shear. We did the Nakuda Nifla.
It's a big news story.